Crews are working around the clock to keep up with the hectic schedule set up by the nationally syndicated television show Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Duluth-based Builders Commonwealth President Thad Weissel says building a house and garage in 7 days is a new challenge to him.
I don't think there's anybody out here that's ever had to work on a pace like this.
He says the tubing for the in-floor heat is almost finished. After that, they'll pour the concrete. But of course, regular cement wouldn't do.
Concrete's coming later on with a hot mix, which will dry in a couple hours. While the concrete's curing, they're going to trench all the power lines and cable lines, anything underground, to get them out of the overhead lines. This time tomorrow, the whole first floor should be done. We should be working on the second floor.
Weitzel says the biggest challenge for his company was finding enough skilled laborers to volunteer for the job. But as attention for the project grew, hundreds began showing up.
It's indescribable. I mean, we have all these guys that are up working on the house right now have probably spent the last 2-3 weeks of their life working on this full time to get it ready for what we're doing today. Almost every single one of them has done nothing but work 14-18 hour days nonstop on it, trying to get as much done as possible so the weather wouldn't be an issue.
On the sidelines, Roger Johnson of Superior watched quietly as the workers scrambled to keep up.
It's much better than a TV show. In fact, I'm going to come down here tomorrow morning and watch them throw the walls up.
Construction must be complete by Sunday. In the town of Oakland, Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.